This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
We're not nameless, we're not faceless.
240-9230, 1-800-239-9544 is the numbers to call. You can also shoot us a tweet at the Fallout 740 at sportsradio underscore 740. Man, Russell sitting over there across from me right now, as you can shoot a tweet at him at rterry740 and at myself at Joe Hunk. But right now, we are being joined by one of the greatest safeties in all Ole Miss history. Former All-American Harry Harrison is joining us right now. And Harry, I'll start off talking about your Ole Miss Rebels by just saying that obviously outside the state of Mississippi, we focus on the story that's continuing to grow. But for you guys and inside of Oxford, are you finding it easier or hard for the players to stay focused on what's happening between the lines?
It's much, much easier. I mean, you know, the thing that happened with Coach Freeze is yesterday's news. We got a new guy named Matt Luke who's played here. Major overachiever, been coaching in and around here for 14 years, and he's leading the charge. So these guys are locked and loaded. When you get into practice in the fall, you don't really have enough time to be thinking about the outside distractions. You know, the good thing for the Rebels is nobody's even paying attention to us, and we kind of like it that way. But I'm going to tell you something, Joe. When you come in here to play us, you better be ready to go is all I can tell you.
Well, and that's what I'm curious about is you mentioned Matt Luke being the new head coach for the football team, and a lot of us until the incident happened with Hugh Freeze and he was gone and Matt Luke was named the head coach, we didn't know that much about him. So from your experience and you being around the team as much as you had, who is Matt Luke?
Well, Matt Luke obviously played here in the mid to late 90s, played under Tommy Tuberville. He's, you know, his mentors would be David Cutcliffe, obviously would be Hugh Freeze, would be, you know, even I think one year he was with Ed Orgeron. And then, you know, he was in Tennessee for several years, so with Fulmer. So he's got some great guys that he's learned under and from, but he's one of the greatest offensive line coaches in the business now. He's a new head coach. He's been prepped and primed and ready to go for this for years, but to tell you about this guy, in his last game of his senior year, it was against the arch rival Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. We were down in the game. Last drive, he had gotten hurt early in the game. It hurt a knee and was sitting out. And the last drive of the game, he just went back in, was playing center. Mississippi State had a huge nose tackle. They get out and score, and they go for two, and the guy literally beat Matt, was going to the quarterback. Matt leg whipped him. We'll call it a leg whip, right? It was a bad leg. And our quarterback completed the two-point conversion. We win 15-14. So that's the kind of guy Matt Luke is. Team first, family first. I mean, he's doing all the right things. So I don't think you're going to see any drop-off. If the public out there and all of other Mississippi or Alabama or wherever it is, then just come play and watch is all I'm going
to tell. And Harry, talking about the offense, because offense has been what Ole Miss has hung their hat on the last couple of years. Obviously, Chad Kelly's gone, but Shea Patterson came in at the end of the year, burned the red shirt on him, but he played really, really well. I'm also, you know, lost Evan Engram and a solid wide receiver. His name wouldn't come to my mind right this second.
Well, at a point, Joe, which is kind of hard to remember, but there's a bunch of them in the stable.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you. What are the bright points on the offensive side of the ball that you're looking for this year?
Well, here's the bright points. We bring back every offensive lineman that are a year older and a year larger and a year wiser. So they've got eight guys right now that they could actually start with those eight guys. And they're looking for two more because, as Coach Longo says, you know, a 12-game season is a grind. You got to have backup. But that group is you know, hitting the wide receivers, you'd have to argue, which is the best room. But you got wide receivers, and they're all young. I mean, you saw a little bit of A.J. Brown last year as a true freshman. And we'll just go down the list. DK Metcalf caught a touchdown pass against Florida State in the opener and then caught a touchdown pass in the second game, broke a foot, was redshirted. So you got you start right there with those guys. But a guy that's really having a great camp is DeMarcus Lodge, kid out of Texas in the Dallas area that came in as a five-star receiver 2 years ago, just kind of been flying under the radar, and all of a sudden I think his life's completely come on. So we're just talking about three guys that can play on the outside. And you talk about Van Jefferson, who played last year as an inside guy in if I get that office phone cut off here.
That's all right.
Yeah, it'll be gone. It'll be gone. But anyway, Van Jefferson is probably the leading receiver coming back. Had a great year in the slot position. And you throw in a kid named Trey Nixon, who was redshirted. The cupboard is not bare whatsoever. Okay, not at all. And then you go to tight end. Yeah, who's going to replace Evan Engram? Well, I don't know that you're replacing. Certainly we got a guy in there that's more of a traditional tight end, 6'4", about 250, was a quarterback in high school up at Brentwood Academy. And this guy is really having a good Dawson Knox, 6'4", 250, has outgrown the quarterback position, of course. And then there's some guys, Jason Pellerin, who was a quarterback backup last year, moved him to that position. We'll flex him out, get him out there in the slot area. He's quite athletic. So that group is all very, very talented. And then you got a running back that didn't get to play last year. And he wasn't one of those guys that pouted and went and hid and didn't get it done. He continued to work. And named Jordan Wilkins originally was committed to Auburn way back in the day. And, of course, he signed with Ole Miss. This will be his redshirt senior year. 6'1" by 220, he's going to have a great year. So offense behind Shea Patterson, you just saw a glimpse of him, but I'm telling you, he's worth a ticket just to come watch him.
And I want to swap over to the defensive side because, you know, I always look at, and the one thing that I've always paid attention to, especially of Ole Miss the past couple of years, is secondary play. And you've had Golson, and you've had a lot of good secondary players come out of Ole Miss the past few years. And this year it's Zedrick Woods. And I know you know something about interceptions. I mean, you're one of the greatest INT guys in Ole Miss history. What about the secondary for Ole Miss that could potentially go up against a lot of these pass offenses that Ole Miss is going to see in the next few weeks?
I think one of the strengths of the Rebel defense will be the cornerback position. Okay. We'll talk about that first. Jalen Jones is now a sophomore, played last year. Ken Webster is back after a devastating knee injury against Florida State, but he's probably going to get moved inside the free safety. That's the one position they have not nailed it down. Strong safety, yeah, we feel really good about that. A guy named Cedric Woods, we call him Red for Red Woods. He was a starter last year as a freshman, played 12 games last year, and he'll be a good one at the strong safety position. Free safety, we're not there yet, you know. Of course, you run a 4-2-5. Let's stay on the cornerbacks. Miles Hartsfield is a kid that started a lot at free safety last year, 5'11", 200, had a terrific spring at the corner. He'll be one of your starters. And there's a JUCO kid that came in named Javian Hamilton that'll play a lot. Great spring, having a good fall. And there's a freshman kid named D.D. Bowie, 6'2". You don't usually find corners in that range, but he is very athletic and He's going to see the field. But, we're going to have, Jalen Jones. Jalen Julius started a bunch of games last year, got hurt in the spring, but he's back. That position has got a lot of talent and a lot of backups. We're good there. The two areas that's been some question marks about, of course, is free safety and the linebacker position, both with new coaches, okay? We got the crime dog back after 1 year over at Auburn.
Oh, look at that.
He's a good one. He's the coordinator this year.
Yes, sir.
He's handling the safeties. And a guy named that was down at LSU for a long time with Les, Ed Orgeron, was really smart enough to let him go. We appreciate that. Bradley Dale Pivotel. He's been around the business a long time. He's got the linebackers. And you're going to see a much improved group. Several of those guys played a lot last year. There's some names that you don't know about. I mean, Jerrion Streak was a running back out of the state of Alabama a few years ago. He's now about 220. He'll play on the weak side, and he could be the starter. I mean, he's battling a guy who's been in that position a couple of years now. He's playing that well. And then a kid out of Atlanta will start at the Mike position in the first game named Donta Evans. And he redshirted last year. You don't know anything about him, but he's having a great fall. So defensively, the strength would be corners in the front. In the front, of course, everybody's heard about Marquise Haynes. You know, he's a sack specialist. the guy you might have heard a little bit about, but you're going to hear a lot about, the kid named Benito Jones, played a lot last year as a true freshman, was a, you know, Under Armour All-American, came in here and continued to do good. He's a nose on the nose. And a guy that you hadn't heard anything about is a guy named Josiah Coatney. He redshirted last year after 1 year in JUCO, and he's 6'4", 300, playing the other position, probably the three position. And, of course, there's a guy named Breland Speaks, who played a lot last year and the year before, too. So those positions will be good. And then across from Marquise is a kid that transferred in named Kadir Shepherd, was redshirted last year. He's in the 260 range. And Victor Evans, who we signed as a high schooler. So that group has got a lot of talent. Of course, Freddie Roach is the new coach there. He's a diamond in the rough. He's going to be one that's going to be an extremely good defensive line coach as the years roll on. And he's doing a good job with those guys.
And so we've gone over the offense. We've gone over the defense. I'm looking at the schedule, and it's very, very manageable the first month. Start with South Alabama and UT Martin, and then take that trip to Cal. That very easily 3-0, and then you've got back-to-back games against against Alabama and then Auburn, both on the road. What do you feel? It's obvious that you're very upbeat. Listening to you, I've been listening to a lot. I've been listening to a lot of media. You know, I've been listening to a lot of media, and they seem like they're down. What you've told us is there's a lot of talent there, and to expect good things from Ole Miss. What do you think would be an acceptable season from the Rebels this year? And what do you think would be an outstanding season from the Rebels?
An outstanding season would be 10-2. An acceptable. I think a lot of the fans would think 7 wins. 8 wins would be great. I think great would be better than that. If you look at those 4 non-conference games, you know, and once again, you got to play every game. We all know that.
Sure.
They're certainly winnable. And then you got 4 home games. And it gets Vanderbilt and LSU and Arkansas and A&M. Every one of those are winnable. You know, I mean, I've heard all you talking heads. I know what you think. And we're already playing number 7 in the West. I don't have a problem with that.
Yes, sir.
All I'm telling.
Oh, okay. You keep talking. Okay. I'm going to get him back on the line.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, he's impressive. I mean, 10-2. I mean, look at that schedule. It's, you know, but he's absolutely right as far as the non-conference. Talking about South Alabama, UT Martin, Cal, and then Louisiana Lafayette, sandwiched between Kentucky and Texas A&M. You know, she got Shea Patterson. He mentioned Benito Jones. Benito Jones was highly, highly recruited. I know at Alabama, Alabama was after him. LSU was after him. So they've got a lot of talent there. And, it seems like, from what he's saying, they've got the offense going on. They had quite a few players that were selected to the all-conference team. It'd be interesting, though, to see how – the players deal with the September 11th date,
yeah,
and then 6 weeks later when the punishment's handed down. He's really upbeat. I mean,
he's extremely upbeat, and you know what happens whenever you and somebody you know and the phone call drops and you start calling each other and you keep getting the voicemail. That's kind of what we're doing right now.
Right.
That's kind of what we're doing right now. So what we're going to do is we'll take a break real fast.
Right.
See if we can get Harry back on it, because I had 2 more questions for Harry if he's still available for us. Radio is fun. Radio is fun. We've got former All-American safety Harry Harrison back on with us. And yes, you were talking so positively about Ole Miss, we just couldn't believe it.
We had, I hate to tell you, but we've got a Bulldog board op. So, that's somebody from state just couldn't handle that. So.
Well, what if, that'll have a communications department in Mississippi State. So what does that say?
Fantastic.
Y'all getting pretty cheap?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I do have a question for you, as because we only got you for a few more moments, is you're in a state that has 2 shows that are actually kind of very popular dealing with football. You have Last Chance U that's dealing with East Mississippi, but you also have the show that you guys do, the season. And I know that during SEC Takeover, you guys will show that show from the previous season. Are these 2 shows actually helping the state of Mississippi since you've been living there?
Well, I've been living here for 60 years, so I've been here long before they got here. But the season, obviously the season down at East Mississippi, and I'm not sure they're back this year or not, but I think it's been something to certainly shine some light on the junior college circuit here in Mississippi, which is really second to none across the nation. I mean, Kansas has got a good system, but Mississippi is better than any other system in the country. And so the season is produced by our athletic department, and they won a bunch of awards with that. So instead of having a coaches show, which I think went out of kilter several years ago, ours is called the season. And of course, you've seen it.
Yes, sir.
And they do an excellent job. A guy named Mike again is very, very talented. Does an excellent job.
Now, I do have to ask, and this is our final question. I know we got to let you go, but obviously the quarterback position, you were a secondary guy. You grew up studying quarterbacks. I mean, the quarterbacks that you faced in the 70s is a list that is amazing, but at the same time, you have a quarterback on your roster now that's going to be starting he's young, but he's very talented. But what do you see that he needs to develop on to become a better quarterback in 2017?
Well, I think the thing that you probably saw last year, I mean, did he flush a little quick in some of the pockets? I mean, that's one thing. You got how much time do you got? That automatic clock that goes off in your head, you know, that's got to be just a natural reaction. Can he run? Man, yeah, he can run. He's got quick feet. We're going to run the read option a lot with him, so you're going to see him running the football. I'm sure that he's going to be doing a lot of sliding. Just like the base dealer, he's going to be down once he gets in the heavy territory. But I played against Bert Jones. He was a year or two older than me, but he had the quickest release of any quarterback I ever played against, and obviously stayed in the NFL 7 or 8 years. This kid has a better, quicker release than Bert Jones. I'm not calling him Bert Jones, don't get me wrong. I just said he had a quicker, better release. It's amazing. And that was one of the issues last fall when he finally did play. The ball got on our receiver so quick. He doesn't throw it any harder than Chad Kelly, but it got there quicker just because it got out of his hands so darn quick. So I'm telling you, he is worth the price of admission.
Well, Harry, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you coming on a second time to finish it up with us. And good luck to you guys as you take on USA to start the season.
We look forward to it. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, Harry. That was a fantastic interview with former All-American safety Harry Harrison. He is now the color analyst for Ole Miss and just an awesome guy. And so we appreciate him coming on to talk about the Ole Miss Rebels.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.